Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mega News Nation Roundtable. We're going to expose some stuff here in a little bit. Mr. Derek Gibson will be calling in and joining us again tonight. As you know, he did some investigations, and we're going to talk about a little bit of that. And plus some stuff that's going to go down tomorrow. We'll be bringing some of that in because the president just signed another executive order, and another one going to be signed tomorrow. Hey, brother, how goes it? How you doing? Let me answer this. This is Derek calling me now. Go ahead and talk, and I'll be right with you. I'm going to put you on mute.
All right. All righty, America.
Hey, Derek. Sorry, I'm on live right now. No, you just called me. 917-889-3890. Want me? Okay. All right. Bye.
Yeah, so, man, I don't know. I guess everything's going pretty well down here, man. How about over there in New Mexico, man? We got a nice, cool evening. Supposed to get some rain tomorrow, wash some of this pollen out of the air.
Hey there, I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm here. All that right. Was Derek. He thought he was calling the radio station. He ended up calling me. He's going to call in now and everything. But yeah. I tell you what, brother. Shit's going down tomorrow and everything. Trump's fixing to sign an executive order tomorrow that's going to give the DOJ permission to go after the bigwigs with this black market stuff going on with China and everything right now. A lot of risk coming down tomorrow. There's Derek right now and everything. But I tell you, it's getting heated up. Hey, brother, welcome to the show.
Hi, my
well,
friend.
There's
how
that.
Are you out there in Mexico?
Hey, it happens. But anyway, I tell you why, I was just telling the gang and everything that, you know, tomorrow's going to be a big major day and stuff. And we've been playing this, and we need some things that are going to come down. And I watched your live feed earlier this morning, what you were reporting up in New York. Why don't you fill everybody in on that, Derek, and then we'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm just doing the CNN fake news. You know, they're spreading fear everywhere about the hospitals overrunning and this, that, and the other. And I just went to CNN and showed them they got facts. CNN report facts on the bill. It was a whole lot. Just look at my video. You'll see all that. But the hospitals overrunning, and they're not security guard working the hospitals. And, man, ain't hard to know folks in this thing. We ain't getting too many people down. It's amazing.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Completely amazing. But it's something bigger than that. I know y'all heard about that 3M selling all those masks to foreign countries that we needed, and they selling them up. So have y'all heard about that today?
Yes, I did. That's the one where that's coming in. I know Russia flew in some planes to help out with that and everything too, so which is good. But I know tomorrow Trump's going to sign that executive order giving the DOJ the boost, the green light.
The country going to go ahead on function like it's supposed to function, even with this going on. You know, you're not going to tolerate no kind of criminal acts or none of that. So the country going to continue to go on. The military going to continue to defend America and its allies. You know, there's no way stopping none of that. What's coming is coming. So just keep your ears and eyes open, and you'll see what's happening now.
Right. I know Carmelita's on right now, and so is Hurricane Ann, and they're wondering what the hell is going on, you know. But we got word of this and everything. Me and Derek's been talking about it, but there's some major shit going down, so grab your popcorn. You're going to see
it. Oh, yeah. It's going to be nice.
So, and everything. And you heard it right here on Mega News Nation first, so, and everything. But I tell you what, Derek, we've been praying for this to happen. And it's happening, you know, and everything. So, Russell, is there anything you want to ask Derek?
No, I've been kind of tracking what's going down and stuff like that. I saw some stuff that came across today. Seemed pretty sketchy and stuff like that. I'm trying to confirm some of it and checking with the sheriff's department there in our AO where we're his reserve our group is in reserve deputies and stuff. I'm waiting on a call back from him. I'm just wondering how much of this is actually true to what's going down and stuff like that.
100%, brother. 100%.
Well, you know, this, Well, you know, this stuff not going to be broadcast. And, you know, the upper brass will know everything that's going on, but it's not going to be broadcast. You're not going to warn people. You're not going to do none of that. So, I mean, people see stuff and they put one and one together, all that. But, you know, it's not going to be like, oh, yeah, we're going to go out
yeah.
and such and get them. It's not going to be like that. So, you know, it's going to be quiet.
Right.
Some people may get arrested.
You,
it may take a week or two for you, even though they got arrested.
And me and Derek just got ear wind of it. So. We're like, hell yeah.
So, all right, so knock off all the mystery bullshit and say what's going on and who's supposed to be going down.
Well,
if
tomorrow.
You know all this stuff, let's hear it.
Yeah, all right. Well, tomorrow, the DOJ is going to have the power because, you know, China and a black market and all these other people are going in, raising the prices on these masks and ventilators to the highest bidders. That's going to stop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're going to put the brakes on
that's
that right
going
there.
Down tomorrow. That's going
so
down
tomorrow. Which company is doing this, and who are the CEOs responsible for it?
Well, it's a lot of them across the board, but what gets me is 3M. That 3M are holding up their masks for Americans,
yep.
and they're selling to foreign countries. That's what gets me in. So Trump tweeted they're going to have a hell of a price to pay real soon. So that is insane.
You know,
our hospitals need that stuff, and they sell it to foreign countries.
Yep.
Hey, you know, Derek, that brought up a question I did want to ask you, and you're the man who would be in the know on this, and I definitely want to hear your opinion on this. What was it, the Remington company was going to make these ventilators they need and stuff like that, and
yeah, I heard that
Cuomo
too.
Cuomo turned them down and ordered them from China. Is that true?
Those are facts.
Yep.
Yeah, it's true. And you know what's behind
yep.
it. You know, Remington is. We have a place right there in New York that make that stuff. So, but he turned that down and he ordered them for China. But the only reason he turned that down is because he wanted a kickback. He ordered them for China. That
mm-hmm.
means he's going to get a kickback. He and his buddy's going to get money in their pocket. So why would you use a company that turned this virus loose, first of all, and reward them by buying stuff from them, which makes absolutely no sense? And Remington is an American company, and you turn that down. I mean, it don't add up, so you know what's going on behind the scenes with that.
Mm-hmm.
So in my simple Marine tactical way of thinking, Cuomo should get a visit from the DOJ on this stuff, shouldn't he?
Well, you know,
Everybody
going to get a visit. All this underhanded stuff. It's going to be investigated. We got the right man at the top echelon, in the top echelon. So we got the right man there. And everything, you know, there's so much going on. You can't just hit everything at one time. Everything's going to be investigated.
Yeah.
I won't be surprised if Cuomo and de Blasio end up going to prison. That would not surprise
right.
me.
If
I become governor, I'm going to recommend that they be investigated. I'll form a commission to have them investigated because I want them put away because it's crimes
right.
against American citizens and the state of New York that what they are doing. Not only with that, but bail reform and all. These guys need to be put away, and they need to be put away for good. I'm saying
there's word going around, too, that Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and them are going to get a visit.
Well, you know, it has nothing to do with them while they're serving in Congress. Once they're out of Congress, then they can be done. But once they're in Congress, they're immune
mm-hmm.
from that.
Yep.
Let me tell you what we got going down here in Harris County, Texas. We have a judge, County Judge Hidalgo. She got arrested on a Democrat sweep that went through here because the evangelicals decided they wasn't going to vote this time around for whatever reason. But she decided that she is going to let the nonviolent criminals out of jail. These are your burglars, drug dealers, et cetera, like that. And then she turned around and the violent criminals, they're releasing them from jail on $10 to $50 bonds.
Oh, I saw that. I read that.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
I mean,
I read that. I didn't think that was true.
And the president of the police union here, and El Cervedo, the Houston PD chief, I've met the man, and I've never was really impressed with him that much. I like his number two, Finnegan, very, very much better, man. He's a straight-up man. But, I mean, this is just unbelievable. So we got all this lockdown going on, and Of course, I'm fortunate enough to be working. I'm essential personnel because I contract with CenterPoint Energy. But the thing is, they're putting all these convicts on the back on the street. What the hell is going to happen? I mean, the crime rates are going to go straight through the ceiling over here, man. It's crazy.
Well, I think about it. You know, they want a one-world order thing, so they release people back out and they do all kind of crime. That's the excuse of, okay, we need martial law, we need this, that, and the other. Then they can enact their agenda. So just think deep. Just think beyond how you're thinking. Now think deep. You know, nobody in their right mind will let murderers, child molesters, pedophiles out of jail like that and violent criminals. It's got to be a reason behind it. And what's the reason behind it?
Oh, yeah,
because they want total control. If you create
but
chaos,
some of the states, guys,
you can call
some of
the
states
military
are doing low
in,
level.
You can call the UN in, and you can get total control, and you can enact martial law.
Yeah.
So if
what
you that, behind, don't be blind.
It's low level. A lot of people need to stop and think. I mean, I understand a lot of people are reading some of these headlines, but some of these states, it's low level. Low level meaning these are individuals who may have gotten arrested and misdemeanors or they have bonds.
That's not true. That's not true. In New York, we release. We don't release.
Well,
racist,
not New York. I'm not saying New York. Okay, New York's different, but some of the other states, you have to look at who they are releasing.
Well,
like Georgia,
we're speaking of violent offenders. We're not talking about low levels. Sure, low levels, let them go. I don't bother nobody. As long as they're not breaking in your home, doing whatever, that's fine.
Exactly.
I'm talking about pedophiles. I'm talking about rapists, murderers, which have been released in California and the state of New York. They have been released.
Oh, I believe
that's what we are speaking on. That's what we are
speaking
on. Yeah,
they released 223
right
in Maryland.
Oh, they're
right
released
here
in New Mexico.
Harris County. Right here in Harris County, Texas, the city of Houston, a Democrat judge named Antonio Brown released a prisoner a week ago who was charged and indicted for shooting a man in the back of the head.
What the fuck?
He's out of jail.
I mean, sorry.
No bond, no ankle monitor, no nothing. And he
just let him go.
Lies to all the witnesses of that crime and everything else. And I guarantee you that guy is not going to show up for his court date. Would you?
I seriously doubt it.
Hell no.
What would you show up for? I wouldn't show up.
I'd be gone. I'd go to a different state.
Exactly.
I go to Mexico.
Yeah, what you going to come back for? I'm going to be nice to come back and let you give me 60 years. I don't think so. For real.
Right?
I'm free. It just makes
well,
sense,
you know,
that's why you don't let them out. You don't let
well,
violent offenders out.
Well, you know, it ain't even 60 years here in Texas. We got a rule here in Texas. If you kill somebody here in Texas, we kill you back.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what need to be all over the United States. But you got these bleeding heart liberals out here don't want to do anything but cause chaos. And the very one I'm going to get hurt is them. But they simple-minded.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, don't put them to death. Don't do this. Don't do that. They simple-minded.
That's a liberal
exactly,
for you,
man.
But, hey, we got Virgil on. Hey, Virgil, you got anything you want to talk about?
Y'all come right back.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
We hear you, Virgil.
Okay.
Better stop
all
playing
right
with the naked midget.
Sure. Well, physically, I'm doing okay. Emotionally and I'm kind of got mixed feelings right now. And I got fired because of this.
Oh, wow.
I got fired.
Yeah.
Yesterday I got the soft core, you know, shit can with the we going in a different direction bullshit. And but once we had a heated discussion, it all came out. I'm presently, I got a line on several jobs, and once they buy me out of what I've got in this truck, excuse me, I believe I'll be able to get another truck and get back
right.
in the game. But it's not only the liberal politicians being chicken shit over this stuff. It's employers. People are losing their jobs over this.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know. I see it all over, you know. But we were just saying there's some major shit going down tomorrow and stuff, so everybody just be prepared and grab your popcorn and watch it. But anyway,
well, you know,
Derek, go ahead, Russell.
I do want to say something real quick on that. You know, the company I work for, I worked for one company, but they contracted me to another. I mean, I don't actually work for the company that signs my paycheck. And anyway, our contractor, which is a major energy supplier here in South Texas, and we've got pipelines all over the country. They a lot of projects shut down and that kind of stuff. So they say, well, we ain't got nothing. You just go on standby, right? So I went in and told my company that. I tell you what, man, I can't complain because they're going to pay me 40 hours a week to sit on my ass at the house.
Damn. You like to bastard.
Well, that's good, brother. That's good. Congratulations. Thank you.
Yep. Derek's got to pull out before he does. Is there any last detail, Derek, you want to throw in here for us to be ready for tomorrow, or just grab our beer and popcorn and just watch it?
Well, tomorrow is my birthday, so if that turns out to be true stuff, that's going to be the best birthday present anybody could ever friggin' wish for. I hope you're right. God bless you, Derek. Stay safe over there in New York, man, and kick those Democrats' ass, brother.
God bless you, man. We will.
So, yeah, brother, call me.
Yeah.
Shit gets real tomorrow. Let me know. Let me know how you're doing, brother.
Make sure you get you some nipple rings and wear a tight shirt now so you can get the rainbow boat.
So thank you, brother.
Y'all welcome. Y'all folks have a good night, and I'll keep y'all on top of things.
All right. Well, thank you. And yeah, we'll see what happens on Monday. Between now and Monday, we'll have a lot to talk about this.
I'll be back home.
All righty, brother. Be
good
safe
night.
And be careful after.
I'm still listening in. Bye bye.
All righty. So anyway, I tell you what, man, we've been waiting for this, and tomorrow is going to be it. I mean, we got word that Trump's signing that executive order tomorrow. And when he signs that executive order, the DOJ is going to go in and do their major sweep, and all hell is going to break loose. So be ready. I told you guys. I told you, Virgil. I told you, Russell. It was coming.
Did you get in touch with Elvis and tell him that?
No, that was kind of hard to do. I need to get a medium to do that.
Nah, just go to the drive-through window in West Memphis, Arkansas. That's where he's working now.
Oh, yeah. So, after, we need to get one of them spirit talkers. But I tell you what, the other day it was like, I don't know, it was went out and washed the car and did a little bit of stuff here and there and everything. And I was thinking, you know, something's going to go down. I told you I've had this gut feeling for months on this, you know, and everything. And I still got that gut feeling. It's actually a queasy gizzard feeling, but, you know,
yeah,
we'll
see.
But if
that is, that's nothing but executives and shit that's going to go down, man. They're not going to touch these people in Congress and the Senate.
But like Derek said, they have to be out of office first. So.
Nancy Pelosi won't be out of office till she dies, and neither will Chuck Schumer.
I don't know, unless that hot looking chick that's running against her beats her.
Nah.
We'll see.
Those libtards in California ain't going to vote Republican, man. That's,
I don't know. They might after all this. You know, who the hell knows, you know. But Carmelita, I know that you, there's been some shit going up there in Maryland and everything. So what's it like over there now?
Well, I mean, my daughter, well, my grandson got taken by ambulance this week because he had allergic reaction to his ADHD medication. My daughter, who's a CNA med tech, went to the Baltimore Washington Medical Center over in Anne Arundel County Hospital Drive. She calls me. She says, Mom, there's nobody here. There's hardly anyone in this hospital. She says, but there's these three yellow domes. And she sent me a picture. She says there's these three huge tents, dome, yellow dome tents up around the hospital, and they're guarded by security. She said, so, of course, you know, I'm going to ask the nurse what's behind there because there was a nurse there. She says, hey, what's in those tents? And she goes, oh, I can't tell you that. Can't release that information. She said, and all of a sudden, security just kind of moved over. And she said, that was enough for her. She wasn't
right.
Answering anymore.
Well, we're seeing this
but,
everywhere, Carmelita. I mean, Derek just reported that. You know, we're CNN was doing a report yesterday, the last couple of days at the hospital. It's dead over there. Dead silence. Nothing. Same thing here in New Mexico. All the hospitals.
Yep,
are
to my friend
what's
Sarah.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, what's the? Yeah, I hear you, Russell. So, what the fuck's really going on?
Hello.
Hey, Russell, I hear you. Go ahead,
I hear
brother,
you.
Speak.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Russell.
Oh, he's got. He's going to call back in. See if his call. Call dropped. But you know, this is going on. All reports everywhere saying this. All the hospitals are empty. So, what the fuck's really going on?
Yeah, well, my friend Sarah, her sister is a nurse. She said the same thing. She works at another hospital in Baltimore. She said there's not a lot of people in the ER. So my question is, okay, they spliced all these videos for that New York shit, okay? They got caught up in that.
Got butt.
All right, and then you have all these. This is what my friend Sarah's sister said. What they're doing is they're taking people who are dying from COPD, cardiac failure, diabetes, whatever else ailment they have and they pass away from, they are putting those numbers with the coronavirus numbers.
Yeah,
now,
we're
Keith,
seeing that here.
They're doing the same thing here in Louisiana, the very same thing. They reported let them tell it, it's spreading faster here than anywhere in the country. 4,000 cases now we have in Louisiana. 4,000 cases. 900 people are on ventilators now in the hospital.
If you go up to the hospital, we're going to do a recording on there.
You can't get into a hospital now unless you're bleeding to death.
Yeah,
unless
security is really tight.
See, that's the question. Why do they have security all of a sudden tightened around these empty hospitals?
They're around the empty
here's something I want to throw at you. Of course, you know, I had some N95s, you know, packed away to my survival and prep gear and stuff like that. So I have a few of those and other stuff, and I got deemed essential personnel, which I think essential and sacrificial means about the same thing these days. But been in and out all over town and everything like that, and they're supposed to be, the last number I saw, like 1,200 cases here in the Houston area, which is a population of about 6 million people. And I'm not seeing it, man. I was working downtown today. There's a 72-inch water line going in through there, and I was moving some gas lines around out of the way and stuff like that, doing some staking on it. And there wasn't hardly anybody at the downtown hospitals, man. It was like a ghost town down there and stuff. And I will ask y'all the same question that I got asked today, and it made me think. All this stuff going on, there's supposed to be all these cases, all this big stay-at-home stuff like that. Do you know anybody who has?
No.
I don't know anybody who does. Anybody I know anybody who does.
Okay.
But
I got to take Susan. I got to take Susan tomorrow at 1:30. She's going to get some wisdom tooth extracted out of her mouth at the dentist's office. Dentist's offices are rocking and rolling down here. They're rocking and rolling down here at the Walmarts in Brulee. We went the other day. It's full. It's just, you know, you can't go. We called walk-ons, and we got a couple of burgers from them on the way home. You know, they brought them outside to us. And, you know, other than being able to sit down and have you a beer in the bar or shoot a game of pool or eat a burger in a restaurant, you know, other than that, everything is rocking and rolling right now. We've got a preacher in central Louisiana who's been arrested 3 times for still holding congregational sermons in his church. So and people over 100 people are flocking in every let's see, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and for Wednesday night prayer meeting. So that's pretty much it right here.
My pastor's been holding his services outside, you know, and everything, but I've seen this too. I mean, Walmart's is flowing. They're stocked up pretty good. Downtown, I haven't been downtown. I'm going to be going out and about tomorrow. We'll see what's going on down there, but there's a place that's going to sponsor some meat sales tomorrow that me and my roommate's going to hit, so I'm going to go out there. We'll see what's going on. But this is everywhere, guys. I mean, everybody I've talked to said the hospitals are quiet, so what the fuck is going on? That's what everybody's saying.
Going to North Carolina are doing takeout, guys. Walmart's doing great here. Target's doing great here. Gander Mountain's doing great here. We were at what? Where were we today? Yamaha? Yamaha was doing fine. Harley-Davidson, we went there. They were doing okay. Lidl, what is it called, that grocery store? Lidl or something, they were filled. Aldi's, Food Lion, all the stores here in North Carolina, the gun stores definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have no limit on buying ammo. The other thing I was surprised on was Family Dollar over here was actually, they had a line outside. So I was like, I ain't waiting no hour. So I waited a while, went back, and it was empty. But, you know, that's
well, my boy,
I
sent Carmelita the picture, so probably everybody saw it. My friend and my bro at Bayou Gunslingers, Brandon Calvin, he built an AR-14 COVID-19 AR-15, and he asked me, you know, anything else you need to put on? I said, yeah, you need to put Made in China on the side of it.
And a flamethrower. You got to add a flamethrower.
No, we don't want him with that. No. He's in some cases worse than me with shit like that. But he right. sold that sucker. He's got one AR-15 on the shelf. One AR-15
Damn.
On the shelf.
What gun did you pick out, Matt?
Is that one that I want to buy?
He's got it for $680. You know, he ain't in to make a killing. He's making a living.
I might buy it. Is that my own food?
You got to come to Louisiana and get it because he's not shipping anything out.
All right. I was going to say, I might have
it. So you basically are saying we got to put our life in our hands and come down there to get what we want. So we might be able to get in, but we got to shoot our way out.
That's the purpose.
Well, you got to sight the fucking thing in.
I don't know. What colors do they wear in Louisiana? Because I don't look good in blue.
Either mossy oak or real tree.
Oh, I look good in that. I look real good in that. I'm used to wearing that. Hey, by the way, Virgil, I did add to my collection, and my hubby's going to be getting a brand new, what was it you just looked at today? A Springfield XD, and I got myself a Springfield EMP4.
Ooh.
So
They're real nice guns.
Jim's
firearms is fully stocked, but he's going to stay fully stocked because he's really in love with his stuff, with the prices he sits on that, on his stuff. But
Russell, this is for Russell. I mean, how far am I from you?
What? How far are you?
14 hours.
Yeah, how far am I from you?
No, she's
about
not.
14
she's
hours,
about 9 hours. She's nine hours away from
me. Oh, you're close.
9 hours. I can make it to North Carolina in 9 hours in a rig, in a loaded rig at that. But Russell, here's one for you. Coach Ogeron has filed for divorce from his wife, he said, for 24 years. And one of the things he put in the divorce is that he can't understand a damn word she says, you know, and he's tired of it.
Oh, my God.
Right. All y'all making these nation, everybody. But no, on a serious note, though, I tell you what, you know, it's just a whatever goes down tomorrow, you know, I was glad Big Dirt got wind of it.
Well,
he checked it all out. So, you know.
To tell you the truth, you know, I mean, just to show how retarded people are getting behind this, you know, they told me, you know, when they gave me the "we going in a different direction" speech at work. You know, they said this stupid blonde bimbo, that's the vice president, Tiffany Rivett. Yeah, I'll call the bitch's name. Fuck her. And
what the hell direction is she going in?
But they said, well, we're probably not going to be able to put another driver in that truck when you bring it back to us. We're going to have to sell it because it's contaminated with coronavirus. I said, I never had
that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I never had the coronavirus.
What the fuck did she say? She said,
yeah,
she made that statement to you?
Oh,
you should have recorded all that, brother. You should have recorded all that.
Oh, well. Well,
I
got the phone call.
You don't even have to record all that, because the fact that even if it is a fire at will state, the fact that she made such a statement, that right there is a lawsuit with the EEOC.
Yep. Because
well,
I'm planning on that. Well, here's the thing, Virgil. The president specifically said anybody gets fired because of this, they will be dealt with. You're not supposed to lose your job whatsoever.
Well,
exactly. That's a
it's been coming to a head for a while. It's been coming to a head for a while because she she's this type of person where if anybody knows more than her, she has a money market, a degree in market managing, and she kind of resembles Stormy Daniels a little bit. So we kind of figuring the owner of the company, Louis Vuitton, you know, he's getting some of that. Because anything she says she gets. And she's trying to run a trucking company off of Google. She's got somebody. She had the entire office employee sign an office memorandum stating that they could not have relations on social media with former employees.
What?
Okay.
That's
yeah.
Fucked up.
And she tried to tell me, well, if you go ahead and resign, we'll give you $2,000. I said, $2,000? I said, bitch, you take that and shove it up your ass. I said, I've got over $17,000 invested in this truck I got that I'm paying notes on. So I tell you what,
let me interrupt you guys a second. Please.
I don't know what's going on, man.
Let me finish. I've been dropped three or four times, and twice when I tried to call and get back on, I've heard breathing. So I don't know what's going on. As I said earlier, I was trying to confirm some data I received, and I received it on a non-encrypted service. And I may very well be tagged or being monitored.
Yeah, we all could be right now because, you know, we know how often we get hacked and shut down by the feds and everything when we're reporting this kind of stuff. But, you know.
This story I'm working on where this virus actually originated from and how and where. And it's going to blow people's fucking doors off if it turns out to be good information.
Well, you know what? Work with me on that, too. Send me some info you got on it, and I'll read on it, because I can't get on Facebook. But we'll work on this, because I tell you what, guys, this shit's going to get blown out there, and it's going to shock everybody once the whole truth comes out after all this is over with.
Well,
you know,
I'm telling you right now, if anything happens, I did not kill myself.
Me neither. I didn't commit suicide. So, I'm pretty sure we're on the hit list. I mean,
I'm
pretty sure.
If this information that I got is true, and I'm doing my best to confirm it right now, this is absolutely going to rock the world because everybody's been looking in absolutely the wrong direction.
Right. So, you know, what's been funny too, guys, is that my hearing aids, you know, are connected to Bluetooth and everything, but today, my hearing aids kept shutting on and off, and I'm like, what the fuck? Because I didn't even have a connection to anything. But they were coming on and off by themselves. They just did that a little while ago, too, before I got on the show, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on with my hearing aids? You know? So,
well,
yeah.
my email, about twice, maybe three times a day, it goes completely spastic, like being scanned or something. I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah. No, I know. Even my cell phone's been acting up lately again too. So I mean, everybody else is telling me the same thing. So we'll see what's going on. But I tell you what, just grab your popcorn, guys, because it's here. It's coming.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Hey, Russell, have we been wrong yet? Have we been wrong yet since we started this? Have we been wrong yet?
No, we have not.
So, you know, but I tell you, you know, we are the patriots that the president talks about, the patriot news media, us, the Christian News, Diamond and Silk, Will John, all of us. We're the patriots just reporting all this stuff. And he's proud of us for doing that. You know, I want to say that. He's very proud of us.
Don't leave our sister Hurricane out of that group.
Oh, and Hurricane Ann, too. Yep, Hurricane Ann, too. So, you know, we're all part of this. But it blew my mind when Derek bleeped to CNN right after this morning. I was like, oh, my God, he just did that. You know? So, and you're right here on Mega News Nation. So, but anyway, it's getting close to that time for the second hour. Do you guys want to keep going, or?
I need to break out. Y'all feel free to go ahead. I need to break off, though. I got an early day, and I still got a couple things to do tonight.
All right. Well, you keep in contact, because whatever's going to happen tomorrow, man, it's we'll have to call each other. Mark's going to call me first, so, you know.
If anything truly exciting happens, we'll just do an extra show or something.
Yeah, we'll do that. Hit us all up,
and we'll watch what's happening. All right, love you guys, man. Peace out.
Love you, brother.
Enjoy your head on the swivel. This is Gunny out.
And keep your ass down and not in the air.
Yeah.
Go ahead, brother.
Okay. Yeah. Well, getting back to where I was, this stupid bitch thought I was going to fall for $2,000 worth of buyout. And I told her she'd take that off or stick it up her ass. So figuring off the top of my head and everything, you know, fuel and some repairs that I got on the company account, I deducted all that. I said, well, Louis, I said, for $13,000, I'll get out of your life forever. So now he's trying, because of the heart attack I had last year, he's going to try and con workers' comp into paying that $13,000 is what he's going to try and do. So, and plus he's going to try to sweat me because he knows I don't have a job right now, but I'm making a phone call in a little while and I'll be back in the truck in a week and, you know, in another week or two.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's something else, man, with this virus.
Well,
you got companies using this up as an excuse to get rid of people. They're using it up as an excuse, not.
Yeah, and nobody's supposed to be getting fired because it's illegal to get fired.
That's illegal. That is a lawsuit. I'm telling you now, it's a lawsuit.
Well,
they cannot do that.
I know.
You filed that complaint with EEOC, and let me tell you what, he's going to be coming back with a hell of a lot more than $13,000, because that right there.
Yeah.
Well, in Louisiana, I've got up to 1 year. I've got up to 1 year, and I'm going to wait till this stuff kind of calms down a little bit, and then I've got an attorney I'm going to get in touch with, and we're going to get the ball rolling on it, because this is not the only person. I'm not the only person she's done this to. You know, it's now a hostile work environment that she's made it, and I've got plenty of people to back me up. And if y'all want to express your opinions about this, grab you a pen and paper, and I'm gonna give you this little number to call tomorrow. Okay.
All right, go.
Give me this little number to call tomorrow. 1-225 1-225
Right.
387-387-0894
2-285-387-0894
That is the number to L&B Transport. You're going to have to listen to the prompt, and when it comes around to the president and vice president's prompts, either Louis Vili or Tiffany Rivette, call and ask for them and express your opinion about this shit. I surely would appreciate it. That'll help me get my money for my truck a little bit faster, I believe.
All right, Tiffany who? Give me that name again.
Rivette, R-E-V-I-T.
Okay.
Tiffany
Rivette. She's the VP, correct?
Ask her how many times she's got on her hands and knees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell Jiffy to stop spreading.
The owner of the company is Louis Vili. Louis L-O-U-I-E. Louis.
Okay.
Vili. V-E-A-L-I-E. Louis Vili.
Louis Vili.
Yeah. He's the owner, and you know, they're gonna tell you all kind of bullshit and everything else, but basically the reason I was fired is not because of coronavirus, is because I speak my mind at work, and they can't stand that now. It used to be.
Well, you know what? That's an infringement upon your First Amendment, so they can't do that either.
Yeah. So, but she's on a power trip. So, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't like asking people for favors and all this. I don't like asking people for nothing. But if it happened to me, it can happen to you. And if you plug your phone lines up and get on their ass about it, express your opinion about it, they can't fire you. But that might help me in the long run.
Okay. They can't fire me. You know what? She doesn't want to get nasty with me because I don't give a shit if she has a marketing degree. I got a fucking Bachelor of Science in Business Administration, Associates in Accounting, and Associates in Human Resources Management. I'm a veteran. So that bitch can keep spreading her legs, making her money, but I'm going to file a complaint tomorrow. I'll call. Watch me. And then I'm putting this number up on my Facebook. Watch me. I'm going to put it up on my Facebook and tell all my friends to call up there and complain.
I got nine more days and I'll be out of Facebook jail.
Well, I'm still in jail. I just backdoored in, guys. I'm in jail with both my accounts, but I backdoored in to the other account.
But make sure when you call up, and tell them, you heard this on Mega News Nation Radio that I didn't call you up directly.
I wouldn't do that.
And, well, why not? Why not?
It's going to concern them. It's going to concern them because then they're going to say, well, wait a minute. If this individual knows, how many other people are listening to the radio station? How many other people know that we're treating our employees like this at L&B Transport? Hey.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's put a bad light on that.
Well, you see, the thing is, they're hell bent. They let me go, but they're trying to recruit drivers because drivers are pulling their rigs away from L&B and going to RJ's Transportation, which is a way better company, and other companies too. You see, so they're losing trucks. They're losing trucks left and right over there. So they're real hung up about the embarrassment, you know, that word's going to get out and this, that, and the other, and they're not going to be, their recruitment's going to go down and all of this shit.
Well, throw more embarrassment their way. Stir up the pot a little bit.
Yep.
Let them sweat it out, you know.
So,
that's what you
want
to do.
I appreciate it if y'all would do that, guys. I appreciate it if y'all would do that.
Well, I'm going to call, and then I'm going to have my husband call, too. And then I'm going to tell my daughter, she's got plenty of friends on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'll call and have my friends call. So we'll do it and watch for
that. You see, that's why Tuesday night I didn't get on the show because I was super fuming. You know, that's a hell of a blow to take on your wedding anniversary and things like that. And Susan, she was about to walk on the ceiling, her. But I done pretty much calmed down, and I'm just asking for a little help, people.
I'm gonna tell them I'm gonna file a complaint with the Better Business Bureau as well. I'm gonna let them know that I'm also going to draft a letter of what I heard on the radio station, because it said no one should be fired from their job because of COVID-19.
That's right. That's right. Well, I appreciate that, Carmelina. You know, I appreciate that. You can go ahead and wind it up for the night because I got to call this fella, Scott.
All righty.
He's got a truck waiting on me, and I got to go back to work.
All righty. Well,
just be safe, all right?
If anything happens tomorrow, guys, we'll come on the air and everything and stuff. I wish I could do a Facebook Live, but I can't. But we'll come on the air if anything goes, because we know shit's going down tomorrow. So brace yourself.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, I'll be looking for the text.
Good night, America.
All righty. Good night, America. Thank you all very much for your help.
We love you.
You know that. God bless all the people. To all the people who lost loved ones because of this, God be with you.
Yeah. All righty. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.